This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Colossians 1, 3 through 8, reflecting on the practice of Paul to thank God in his prayers for what God had already done. Though this practice takes time, I've found that it's a faith builder. By reviewing what God has already done in the life of someone and thanking God for it, it's easier to believe God will answer your prayers for what still needs to be done in their life. Let's now amplify further the focus of Colossians 1, 3 through 12, how to have a more effective prayer life. The second point Paul shares is to pray that others might experience what I call a cycle of growth, verses 9 through 12. Each verse amplifies a point which progressively represents a cycle of growth. First, know God's will, then do God's will, then depend upon God's Spirit for enabling power. Finally, thank God for what He enabled you to do. Experiencing this cycle will prepare us to know more clearly God's will, and this starts the cycle of growth all over again. Let's look first at what Paul says concerning knowing God's will in verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. The phrase, fill you with the knowledge of His will, could be translated, give you a full, clear knowledge of His will. To get this full, clear knowledge, Paul prays that they would use spiritual wisdom and understanding. Reflect on what this request means, and we'll study it further in our next visit.